Heyo, and welcome to Dune Reads Goosebumps. I am Dune, and this is the only part of Scream of the Evil Genie, a Give Yourself Goosebumps by R.L. Stein on Give Yourself Goosebumps. God damn, what is the name of the show? This is going well.
Dune Reads Goosebumps.
Thank you. And with me is Nick, choosing the adventure.
Hello, I'm going to choose wisely. You might remember me from such episodes as Night of the Living Dummy and the piano one.
Keep talking for a second, because I need to make one change to the computer.
We're doing the Evil Genie one. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon in sunny San Diego. And the Chargers are playing down the street. So you might hear some cheers from all them touchdowns.
You can hear it from here. It's very annoying.
Very close to the stadium.
I realized the mistake I was making. Sorry, jabronis, I had to change some settings.
There we go.
All right, clearly much weirder than normal. First page says, beware, do not read this book from beginning to end. Because you get cursed, I assume.
There's some sad little kid that reads it.
Yeah. I don't understand this at all. It's too esoteric, Daddy.
There's no flow.
Dad, what if time was just one big mass and not one straight line, and we all experience it at once at different points, like the aliens from Deep Space Nine, page one of, what's this called again? Scream of the Evil Genie. It has a soda can on the cover that has some sparkly fluid coming out of it. That's how I look at booze cans that are open. Like, look at this magic inside. It's going to take some all the sadness eyes away. And the eyes still remind me of the cover of Michael Jackson's Dangerous album. Anybody home? You call. I forget that it's always first person in this. So the you is Nick in this situation.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Especially if it's a 12-year-old girl. Charging into your house after school one day. The door bangs shut behind you. Now, don't get too disturbed when it says you, but it talks about having a dad.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember a time.
This is a fantasy world. Silence. Total silence. Hello? Mom? Dad? Anybody? No answer. Weird, you think? You drop your school books on the living room table and hurry toward the kitchen. Why is no one around? Not even your brother or sister. One of those you could give or take on that in life.
Yeah, this could have happened to me.
Yeah. You've never come home and found the place empty. Your footsteps creak on the floor as you head from the kitchen door. For Mom, you call again. Nothing. Mom!
Sweet, no parents at all.
I know.
I don't have to go through all that boring parent
shit. I was trying to do the cheek pull thing of like the beating off, but I put beard oil in my beard so it doesn't get flaky.
Oh.
So I was trying to do that, but the lube made it so I couldn't make the like pull cheek beat off sound. Anyway, you feel a little creepy all alone in the house with your pants down. When you think of something that makes you grin, a girl's parts. No one's here. You could do anything you want. Okay, so it's the same thoughts as you. You were just a little slower then. You were stupid.
Anything I could do to myself.
Yeah, yeah. Time to raid the refrigerator, assuming they want a cucumber. You zoom into the kitchen and yank.
Actually, open. Partial to the eggplant.
Wow.
Okay, yeah.
The Moulin yawn. And yank open the fridge door. Yes, it's packed. There's some leftover pizza. A whole container of nacho cheese sauce. Chocolate cake. Dude, your family wants to die so quick. All right, we got pizza, cheese sauce, and chocolate cake. Which one do you want? Let's mix them all together. A big bottle of fruit punch that I assume has 0% fruit. 2 6-packs of cola and fried chicken legs.
That's the most 90s list of things.
That's just the most disgusting list of just, I want to die
soon.
It's
all from commercials.
That's how I live when Connie's out of town.
Chocolate cake. Cheese, but no chips.
When Connie was out of town, for 48 hours straight, I only consumed Popeyes with no sides. Just chicken.
Cold chicken, I assume.
Cold fried chicken eaten, like, over the course of, like, I'd have a drumstick here, and then wait a couple hours, have a thigh. Like, it was, like, eating just slowly. It was disgusting. Anyway, she'll be home in a little bit.
I freedom all the time.
You got roommates.
It's powerful.
All right. Powerful all right. Thing. You're reaching for some cake when something catches your eye. Hey, did one of those cola cans move? Oh, the genie's gonna be in the bottle, baby. You gotta rub it the right way. You stare at the cola can. Nothing happens. It's only a can of soda, you tell yourself. The silence must be getting to you. You grab the cola from the six-pack, along with some chips and a slab of chocolate cake. Why not? You don't usually have a chance to pig out like this.
This did happen to me. It was the day I first tried weed, I think. Eighth grade.
Then you turned your back on it completely?
Completely.
Completely.
Never again.
Not every day of your life. Stick. When you head for the family room, you flop down on the couch in front of the television. No battle over the remote today. Where is everybody anyway? You wonder again. You flip up the tab of the cola can to open it. Instantly, you hear the fizzy gas escaping. Who farted? Just kidding, it's the soda. Psst! Whoa! The fizzing won't stop! You shove the can away from you, holding it away from your body. The can must have been shaken up, like the time on the April Fool's episode where Bart shakes up the can of Duff beer, and then Homer drinks it and the whole house explodes and Homer's in the hospital.
Pretzels! We need pretzels!
Thank you. I watched that one recently, that's us. I love this.
Chief Wiggum running this time around.
Yeah, yeah. A fine, wet spray shoots out all over you, like the movies you do in college to make money for weed. Then, a cloud of misty white gas begins escaping from the can. Your eyes widen as the cloud grows bigger and bigger, like heck of vape stuff. It fills the room like a giant mushroom cloud. Respect to the Japanese listeners. Your mouth drops open in awe. Something else is coming out of the can. Something alive! It's not actually alive. It's just a snake wrapped in like a plastic film. And it's a spring.
For that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's no shame in it.
The problem is I love mixed nuts.
I mean, you can't go to Disneyland and not buy one of those from the stupid joke shop.
You know what I've been eating? Cracker Jacks. Cracker Jacks are great.
Yeah. I do like them. Problem is, all the peanuts at the very bottom of the bag.
I opened it from the bottom, thinking the peanuts would trickle in properly, but it still didn't work. It's like a Plinko machine.
It's just a faulty design flaw, but maybe you just have to have them in small bowls. But even so, the ratio is never right. All popcorn and then all peanuts.
After this episode, we'll call Cracker Jacks and talk about the peanut issue.
I think it's just them inventing it in like 1860 or whatever. It was,
that's why I like it. I only like old people candy and food and snacks.
Like Werther's?
I love Werther's. And Taffy.
Oh, that's so old.
With a loud hissing sound, a ghostly, life-size young woman squeezes out of the cola can and floats in front of you. This is exactly what Japan's trying to invent. A can that you can open up and have a life-size woman pop out. Ouch! She exclaims. She shakes herself off like a wet dog. The mist scatters around her. That hurt. For another second, she hovers above the coffee table. Her form is thin and airy, like a hologram. Then, she suddenly becomes solid. She drops to the ground and lands on her 2 feet with a thud. Hi, she greets you. What's up? You don't answer her. You can't. You're too shocked to make your mouth move. Instead, you stare at the amazing person standing in your family room. It's Nick. She's got spiky red and purple hair and 5 earrings, the coolest you could possibly be when this book came out. She's wearing a fuzzy short black sweater and baggy blue jeans with combat boots that are black.
She's Taint Girl.
Yep.
But
she is Taint Girl.
Chick genie from a soda can. Wait, all right.
Hey, I'm talking to you, she yells. Sorry, now I gotta find the page. Oh, wait. I don't have to find the page. I just have to turn to page 4.
Oh, there you go.
I hate the bottom of the pages that don't have a choice that just says go on to 5.
I know. That's probably a tough decision. They went with it.
Stupid R.L. Stein. Hi, you answer. You're too surprised to say much else. She's cool, you think, watching her strut around as if she owns the place. Definitely cool. Nice place.
And everything.
Yeah, dude, smoking's the best. I'm going to take that up soon. Like I said, once I hit 30, I'm going to start huffing.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Cool is what that is.
That's so cool. Yeah, it's the coolest. Nice place. Sort of. She exclaims with a snorty kind of laugh. Okay. She flops down in a big stuffed chair across from you, stretches her legs out, and lets her combat boots fall on the coffee table with a clunk. She flashes you a big smile.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Okay, let's cut to the chase, she rattles off. My name is Jenna, short for Aunt Jemima. I'm a genie, and you've got 3 wishes. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, if I do boom, boom, hit. Okay. Whatever you want. 3 things. Fame, fortune, a giant, huge dong that you have to unroll that looks like the cuttlefish of Cthulhu, a giant bag of diamond rings, you name it. Except, I don't do windows, and I don't do guns, knives, or death. Oh. If you want to off someone, get another genie. Got it? Yeah, Jesus. Do you really think I'm a murderer? Why'd you bring that up immediately? Very uncomfortable with this.
It was early.
It's like when women are like, and I'm not an object, you can't get to a bit, and I'm like, what? I don't want to fuck your chubby ass. Yeah, you mutter, finding your voice. So what's it gonna be? Make your first wish. She insists on a wish.
From me, I wish for a fish, a dish of fish.
Go back to your swift.
You forgot to tell the listeners what you're drinking this afternoon.
I am drinking a tall can of Steel Reserve High Gravity Lager. I had a shot of tequila because I was trying to get in the zone. I was trying to combat chemicals with other ones. And then I had a shower beer, and Nick is drinking a Ballast Point The Commodore American Stout, which has some cool art. It's from Ballast Point, our local brewery that is sold for $1 billion.
To who, Corona or something?
I didn't even read. I was too bummed out.
But you're going to enjoy one of these, right?
I will, yeah. I have also this Korean stuff I've been drinking.
Is it beer?
It's not beer. It's a carbonated rice wine.
Stuff is the best it can be described.
Yeah. God. Before you can ask one of the zillion questions swimming around in your brain, Jenna snaps her fingers. Oops, wait, she cries. There's something I forgot to tell you. The most important part. When you want to make another wish, you've got to open the cola can again, then whoosh, I'll pop out and say, ah.
How can you reopen a cola can once it's been opened?
It's magic, faggot. Come and on. We can boogie from there. Got it?
Ooh, is that a... Can we boogie?
I'm sure you could make that a wish, yeah.
A horizontal boogie?
Yeah. The beast with 2 backs. No, you shake your head hard. I don't get any of this. How did you get into that can in the first place? That's his first question, the bottling process. All I want to have for my first wish is an entire DVD collection of how it's made. And how can I open it again if it's already open? This is you, Nick.
Well, this is perfect.
And how can you come out again? You're already out. Speaking of coming out, obviously, I was thinking as like a straight, like white dude that is very open about my drinking issues, I'm never going to be able to come out to anyone. It's not like I can sit down to my family and be like, I drink a lot. I know you haven't seen me sober in the last decade, but I drink a lot.
There's only one thing left. Killing prostitutes.
Killing hookers.
And you can sit them down and get to have that feeling.
And then be like,
outing yourself.
Dad, and I'll feel like a hero for getting it off my chest. It's a genie thing, Jenna explains with a toss of her head. Believe me, I'll be in there. Take my word for it. The only person's word I take for it is LeVar Burton.
Reading Rainbow?
You're too astonished to argue with her. Is this for real? Okay, hurry up, Jenna says. Make a wish. I don't have all day. If you wish to be a big celebrity, turn to page 73. If you wish to be the richest kid in the world, turn to page 45. If you wish to be the best-looking kid in the world, turn to page 39. If you wish for something else besides money, fame, or good looks, turn to page 66.6.
It's a shitload of choices.
Celebrity, riches, good-looking. I would say just to discuss, I feel like being a celebrity would be the worst thing in the world.
I want to know how you're going to end up based on this Dune Reads Goosebumps podcast that everyone listens to.
First off, her rules were no guns. There weren't no wishing for more wishes. She should have put that rule down. That's the legit wish. But
that's the best wish.
Richest kid in the world. That's nice, but I don't trust myself with that much money.
Okay.
And, if I don't work, I go crazy. And then best looking kid in the world, I feel like I'm already there.
Yeah. There might be some sort of, like, soft core.
Well, I was a little bit iffy on it. Then they made all this post recently about dad bod coming in, and now I know it.
Yeah.
But
now you're a sex.
And then anything else. I'm going to earmark this page in case you make the wrong choice. So what are you thinking? You're doing this. You play in shows. You make money. What do you choose? Celebrity, rich, good-looking, anything else? Which is
like
weird.
The most exciting one is going to be the rich, because we're going to get the drugs, the sex, the women, the partying. You kind of get everything.
Yeah, but you don't have to be good-looking
exactly.
when you're rich.
So you kind of get both of them at the same time.
All right, we're going to be rich. I agree. Money's the raddest. And plus, Like I said, I don't trust myself with tons of money, but I can pay people to just keep me alive, yes. like Michael Jackson did. Obviously, there's one hiccup with that.
Money almost is the infinite wishes, because you can just throw money at anything you wish to
happen. Or we could donate infinite money to the Make-A-Wish Foundation and actually have it be infinite wishes.
Some weird reverse logic that you're going with. I don't really like it.
Okay. John Cena's got his work in store for him.
Oh, he's such a sweetie.
He's so handsome. Well, I guess I want to be rich. Yeah, you tell Jenna. Who wouldn't? I already got a chain coming. Who wouldn't? Jenna responds. Then she ducks her head. You can see she's trying to hide her laughter. They all axe for that, she mutters like the meters. She fakes a yawn. Boring. I wish for a less judgmental genie.
She didn't hear our explanation of it, which was anything but.
Yeah. You feel your face flush. But you don't really care what she thinks, because she's a woman.
This is true.
Now that you've decided on a wish, you want it to come true. So, will you make me a rich? Make me a rich? I'm so detached from the rich lifestyle that I'm like, what are you, a rich?
You just said a rich man, yeah. But no.
How many pairs of shoes do you own? Four? Whoa.
Is that like saying a gay?
Yes, exactly. Okay, fine. No big deal. NBD, Jenna adds with a shrug. But you have to say, I wish I were rich. I wish I was rich. If it was were, I don't understand grammar. Or else I can't deliver the goods. It's a primo genie rule. You close your eyes and cross your fingers for good luck. I wish with all my heart I were rich. You announce.
I wanted a more Disney.
That's the Dragon Tales thing. I remember when we were freshmen in high school, we'd end up getting like high after school, and then I go home and watch Dragon Tales, and then Arthur. By the way, Arthur theme song is one of the best songs ever made.
We'll have to pull it up at some point.
Chance the Rapper did a version with a full band. It's fantastic.
Do you have a Dune Reads Goosebumps Instagram, by the way?
My Instagram was just Dune_M. You got pictures of my pet and my dick and stuff.
You should put up the chain for all the
I'll put it up once I get it, yeah.
He'll enjoy it.
Whoosh! The room fills with a huge, white, smoky cloud. Aw, this person vapes hard.
Yep.
You can't see a thing until... Turn to page 135. God damn it.
Too many sick vape clouds. Can't see anything.
Where's my vape?
What a badass.
Franklin, go fetch vape.
I only have to sell vape for 4 more days.
Do you sell vape products there?
Yeah.
I buy a lot of them. Let me get some coils, dog.
I hate that shit.
Hey, way cool! You shout like the Clarissa theme song. You gaze around your new surroundings. Can this be for real? Or are you just dreaming? Your heart races with excitement. Is this where you live now? It's a palace. Well, at least it's a mansion. Aw, she just gave him like, you know, upper class money, not like chic money.
I want the Taj Mahal.
Yeah. You're sitting on a fancy black leather couch in a family room the size of a gymnasium. That doesn't seem cozy. An elegant oriental rug covers the floor. Asian American rug. This was written in the 90s. A huge screen TV, 12 full inches, faces the couch. Because it's the 90s, no?
Yep.
Along the walls are three different media centers with enough computers, video games, and electronic music equipment to fill a landfill and fill in live. Five goddamn words! Where's my booze? I got a comment, another one, on the Dude Reads Goosebumps of, just read the books. No one cares what you're drinking. They don't want to hear your commentary.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, seriously? Like, you understand how that would just be illegal, right? Of me just putting out someone else's content? This is art here.
It would be not the best entertainment.
This is sharp. Okay. And it's also like, you put the effort into complaining to me, but you can't put it into fucking reading?
I'm a little nervous about how towards the end of the book this page we're on is. Is this like a crazy death happens?
I don't know, because there's a the end on the page prior, but we'll ignore that and hopefully not get to it. We'll just, hopefully it'll go on forever.
I'm scared.
You should be screwed.
I want to beat this thing.
A butler in a black tuxedo enters the room. Jeffrey, carrying a silver tray of cocaine.
What's up, G?
Oh, wait, we don't know what's in the silver tray yet. Will you care for an after-school snack?
Has to be a British accent.
I don't do accents.
Please.
Would you care for an after-school snack, Governor?
I wouldn't know the first fucking thing either. But Jeffrey from Fresh Prince. God, that voice.
She's calling me Jeffrey. I protect her like a seatbelt.
Can our butler sing all of his words?
Yes, he can.
Okay.
Would you care for an after-school snack? Nice. I need to get more into my Danzig headspace.
If I'm paying for this shit, I want my butler to sing.
So. Well, clearly no one's paying for this shit. He bends stiffly from the wrist, the opposite of a homosexual, to offer you a selection of pretzels, soft drinks, candy, and apple juice. All your favorites. It's the same shit that was in your fridge.
I love soft drinks.
Where am I? You ask the butler, just to make sure. And who are you? Turn to page 107.
Oh, sweet. We're getting back towards the middle.
Is that right? It's the only thing where it's just, I'm just reading and turning a bunch of pages. Because the next one doesn't have an option either. The butler gives you a small smile, you know, because he's just paid to be there. He doesn't actually like you. You, of course, are at home. That's he answers so in a formal singing accent. And by the way, it says English, you are right. I, of course, am James, in service to your family ever since you won the $8 million lottery. That doesn't even seem like that much.
The $138 million lottery.
That you had to split with five other people. With that ticket your mother bought you. Are we having trouble with our memory today, if I may ask? Yes. Yes, James, you mumble, trying to take this all in. I'm rich. Not, like, super rich, not one percenter, but I got $8 million, so that's going to be cool for a while. Obviously, until I invested in real estate and fucking 2006 or 7 comes around and all goes to shit.
There's a great company called Enron coming around. I'm really thinking about and if, putting my all my eggs
in. I would put half into that, and then there's a guy named Bernie Madoff I'd put the other half into, like Kevin Bacon. He gave all his money to Bernie Madoff.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
You feel like doing cartwheels and dancing around the family room, but you don't. James would definitely think you were nuts if you did that. James, you ask instead, do we have a car and a driver? I want to go see my friends. James's polite smile disappears. His whole face frowns. Oh, no, 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 no.
No.
He says, shaking his head. You can't do that.
What?
He's afraid. You can't leave the house. It's much too dangerous.
What?
Yeah. Turn to page 111.
Post-apocalyptic?
God damn it. It's still on...
That must mean that it was a good choice to be rich, because this might be the real story.
Yeah, that one's like... you're attractive. Death by snoo-snoo.
Death from perm machine.
Yeah. It's just page 111. That's why I can sing.
Ah,
you can't go outside, James tells you. I am under strict orders from your parents not to allow you out of this motherfucking house.
Megan's Law in the 90s already?
Yep. Is this guy for real? You're the richest kid in the world. Man, R.L. Stine does not understand money. Even wait, by the way, he says richest kid in the world. This is a... Number 13 on this, he was already a multi-millionaire. But this is the best-selling series before Harry Potter. Wow. He had so much money.
Wow.
Like, don't front like $8 million is a lot.
Or let alone like the son of a prince in fucking like Nepal or something.
Yeah, the sheik that invented oil. I don't understand anything.
That's a rich kid.
Yeah.
Son.
You can do whatever you want. No way you're going to stay stuck in this house, you decide. Ah, come on, James, I own you. I want to hang out with my friends. Oh, it won't be long. And my parents never have to find out. It'll be our little secret, like what you did to me in the pantry. You flash him your best smile. He does not smile back.
Or flashback.
Rude. Out of the question, he tells you. I have my orders. I intend to follow them. Nuremberg, and you will too.
Okay. Fine.
Oh, stop reading my... That's cheat codes. Obviously, you guys aren't going to get anywhere with this guy. I'll stay here. Then you wave him away with your hand. Thank you, James. That will be all. James doesn't move. You let out a sigh. Don't worry, you assure him, I'm not going anywhere.
Do you say that will be all to any human being other than a butler? Like, I've been a butler, or I've had a butler You've for like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm already feel like pompous enough to say, that will be all.
He's snooty, dude. He has money. Money changes people.
No, I'm snooty.
This is you. Yeah. Point is, I don't know. I've never had money.
But just that phrase, that will be all. Like, he already is working that in. He's of course. Barely rich. God, yeah. That's balls.
He's bitchy bitch, y'all. very good, James answers. He gives you a quick bow. I know it said bow instead of bow, but bow would have been radder.
You are a professional, my friend.
He's not Nugent's butler. Then he turns and walks out the room. You listen to his footsteps echoing down the long hallway. Your mom's long hallway. As they fade away, you pop your head out the doorway. The coast is clear. Turn back to page 48. If I wanted my thumbs to get exercised, we'd be having a thumb war right now.
We should play some video games.
Just one.
No one knows that song.
You tiptoe along the polished marble hallway looking for someone to polish your marble. This house is huge. Like, yo, mama, you hope you don't get lost.
My mom's hallway and my mom's bed.
Your mom was a jazzercise instructor. She's very fit. You gaze down an enormous stairway and spot the front door. You glance around quickly. Good. You're still alone now. You dart down the stairs and out the double oak doors. Ooh, that's a fancy wood. Outside, you wander over to the 10-car garage where the driver is polishing a new Rolls Royce.
So I have no money left from the $8 million, it sounds like.
But yeah, you got a Rolls Royce. That's not a good use of that money.
Those cars are terrible.
Yeah, get a dependable car. I have an Accord. It's fantastic. You wonder if he has the same orders as the butler. Only one way to find out. Turn to page 137. I think I might quit.
Wait, what did it say? It said ask him. Wait, is that something different?
No, it didn't.
Now I've gone to the right page.
No, I'm going.
I'm not cheat coding.
This one has an option on it, okay? You're starting to hallucinate. You want to see someone so bad. You're like, it's a mirage. It's water. But then you have to eat onions because holes. Hi, you say to your driver. His name tag says Manny. You try to act casual. Manny, can you drive me to see my friends? Of course, sport. I added sport because I thought maybe, like, the driver would rhyme because the other guy sings, and that could be his thing. But sport and course aren't great, but I think I might do this. The driver replies politely, where to first? Do you want to quench your thirst? Ooh. Great, the driver doesn't know about your parents' order. You hop in the back seat before anyone else notices. But who should you go see? It's a toss-up between your two friends. Pay attention, jabroni. Peter and Stephanie. Peter likes to hang around the mall like riffraff. Stephanie likes to play video games, like the band Blackout Band.
That no one knows exists. Or do they?
I don't know. Taking Peter to the mall could be a lot of fun. Shopping is probably awesome when you're a millionaire. Then again, maybe you should pick up Stephanie and come back to the mansion to play video games. You saw that media center back there. It was out of control now. Referencing more bands that no one knows about?
Out of control.
Sloppy meat eaters.
Oh, wow.
Stephanie's really good at video games, and she would be totally impressed. Where would you like to go? The driver asks. Tell me where to go.
Okay. Mall with a dude?
If you want to go to shopping at the mall with a dude, I'm sure you guys can get into a dressing room together.
And I am rich.
Yeah, if you like to pick up Stephanie and turn to page 61. She's a gamer girl, which the stereotype says a lot of things.
Probably is not the skin. Probably might not be the best. And
no, she's
be a little overweight.
Yeah,
but video games are fun.
But she'll dress up as people from Final Fantasy X-2.
What's gonna make the better story?
Shopping at the mall. All we do is ball.
I think so. And with Mallrats 2 coming out soon, which I'm really excited about.
You really think Kevin Smith? Have you seen any Kevin Smith movies recently?
No.
Oh, that's why you're excited about it. Okay. Kevin Smith don't make good movies.
He did at one time.
Yeah, but then he ate him.
One is great.
He ate his talent.
But he's skinny now. Sort of.
No, he isn't.
Skinny.
You're sitting on him right now. This is not even a couch. It goes over into an L shape. It's
There's
a
no
big
hockey
one.
Jersey here. Yeah. It can't be him.
Exactly. So, do you want to go to the mall with Peter with all your money, or sit at home and play video games with Stephanie?
last second switch up, Stephanie video games.
All right, let's do hand stuff. I'm going to pause this and get weirder.
Cool.
Check it.
Back.
Let's pick up Stephanie. You tell Manny we can play video games back at our house. So it's true, Stephanie sexclaims when she climbs into the car. You're a millionaire. How'd it happen? Just lucky, I guess. You don't tell Stephanie about the genie granting your wish to be rich. She'd never believe you.
Trying to play it cool, you know.
Yeah, of course. Nah, bitch, I just, you know, I've been hustling out there, selling racks and racks. Oh, wait, that's earning, whatever. When you arrive back at your mansion, the two of you grab a tray of sodas and snacks and head into the family room. You wave at the entertainment centers lining the walls. What do you want to play? Stephanie picks up the video game controller. Mortal Revenge. She announces, if you dare. See, it's probably Mortal Kombat. That's what he's getting at there.
As I said, Mortal Fighter is the perfect blend.
You pop the Mortal Revenge. You're sweating. Whew. Video game into the machine. It's one of your favorites, too. Pretty soon, you and Stephanie are karate kicking your way through a street gang of bad guys. This is someone with no understanding of video games. Great like shot. Rage. Yeah, it's like Streets of Rage 2. Great shot, Steph. You cheer. You're good at this. You grab a can of cola. All this action is making you thirsty, and you don't know of water existing at all.
Ah, this delicious cola to quench my thirst. If only there was something a little less sugary and thick.
What if we made corn juice, but then made it, like, boiled it out so it's like thicker corn juice? Oh, I love this. Thanks! Mortal Revenge is the coolest! Stephanie keeps her eyes focused on the screen. I wish it were real. Did that bitch done wish?
She doesn't get to make my wishes, does she?
Me too!
What? No.
You open the can of soda?
Wait, no.
I wish we were doing this in real life.
Karate kick?
With a hiss, white smoke fills the room. The smoky white gas chokes you. Oh, because you're drinking a soda at the same time, too. You wanted to get a soda, and then you made a wish. Okay. The smoky white gas chokes you, making it impossible to breathe. Your heart pounds as you realized what's happening. You accidentally made a wish. You popped open the can of cola.
Now I'm sweating.
Whew. The one with the genie. Then you said, I wish we were doing this in real life. Bad move.
Perfect storm.
Because when the smoke clears, you find yourself standing in the middle of a dark alleyway, facing three guys. That was his secret wish, but he didn't say it out loud. Dressed from head to toe in black silk. Probably Versace. Horrible masks cover their faces, like fart barf. They look just like the ninjas in Mortal Revenge. Except that they're real, terrifyingly real, and they're heading straight toward you and Stephanie. Turn to page 99.
It's getting spooky.
It's so spooky. Hi, I'm Dune. This is Dune Reads Goosebumps. This is one of the spookiest podcasts out there. If you guys are into listening to, like, spooky episodes all the time, check out Dune Reads Goosebumps. You'll get spooked. That's my radio ad that's on right now.
Nice pitch.
Thank you. It's in Orange County only. You glance at Stephanie. She's frozen in place, staring at the Mortal Revenge fighters. Why wouldn't you choose as a wish to be able to freeze people in place? That way you could steal people? And Stephanie's like, wow, what happened to my pants? They went all the way to the floor. And you're like, I don't know, but I could use a sandwich.
I would have just wished the pants away, not that they would drop to the floor.
That's one wish, so I'm saying you could turn on off people at all times. Just everything shuts down except for you. Freeze time.
So you've thought about this before.
A lot. The thug in front lets out a piercing shriek and leaps forward.
That was the thug?
Yep. You don't have to have a certain voice caliber to be a thug. With a sharp, fast kick to your jaw, he knocks you to the ground. Wow. Then he spins and moves into a new striking pose. Ooh, le tigre. Hovering above you, the other two creeps laugh. You rub your jaw. It stings. I'll hold them off while you get away. Stephanie cries. Women always crying. She bends over. Women, oh, never mind. Grabs a garbage can lid and hurls it at your attackers like some sort of hobo Captain America. While they're looking away, you scramble to your feet and see an old abandoned warehouse nearby. What is this, Fallout? A good place to hide. You dash toward the door, yank it open, and duck inside. And come face to face with the most terrifying sight of your life. I think it's your dad. Your whole body shakes as you stare at the hideous creature. A four-eyed ninja fighter with the head of a rat. Wait. First off, it's four-armed.
Okay, so what's my monster? Okay, four-armed
ninja fighter with the head of a rat. It's Splinter with an extra set of arms. For public or copyright reasons.
Also a Mortal Kombat character. Kang or something with
the Goro.
Goro with the arms.
Foamy saliva drips from the rat's mouth. He swings his arms wildly, presumably listening to, God damn it, Cherry Pop and Daddies, holding a samurai sword in each of his four hands. This is where Star Wars stole from the book.
Is that you reaching for a swingman?
I was trying to think of the other guy, the,
Brian Setzer?
Yep. If you run back out into the street, turn to page 52. If you stay and try to fight the beast, turn to page 105. Fighting the beast sounds like a good advertisement for an energy drink.
Yeah.
But turning and running seems like a great way of, self-preservation.
Stray cat strut, being the ladies' man, too. No.
You do have your woman with you. And I feel like if you don't fight the fool, she's gonna die.
We have to fight the beast.
Alright.
We have to fight the beast. Stephanie's watching.
105.
There still might be a chance we can get to a base with her.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's gonna put on her.
I'll take a bunt single at this point. I'm young. It's a young Nick.
Take that's anything. True. Like, I fucking have hand tattoos now. I'm never gonna do a real job.
Nice.
That's not good. 105. Oh, didn't drink more? Okay. A little cheers. Voice inside my head that's constantly telling me what to do.
Din's drinking the Commodore now.
Mm-hmm.
And not Lionel Richie, but the beer by Ballast Point.
No one got that reference.
Oh, yes, they did.
You are sick with terror and opiate withdrawals, but you know that your only hope of survival may be to defeat this hideous beast. The only way out of mortal revenge is to win or turn off the game and go outside.
Finish him.
And this rat-faced samurai motherfucker looks like the guy to beat. The rat man advances towards you. He swings the swords in all four hands, twirling them in a figure-eight pattern, showing off.
Sorry.
Swing swords like Shaolin? Okay. They slice through the air, making a swish swooshing sound.
Swish, swish.
That's why you're a professional musician. You shudder. Those words. All right, I'm going to drink again.
Technically, you are reading words, so that could have been where the confusion was.
I fucking hate words. They're always confusing. Those swords will slice right through you just as easy. You take your eyes off the rat man for just an instant. They're talking about Charlie. You glance around the abandoned warehouse, searching for a weapon. You need something to fight with. But the warehouse is empty, just like all former warehouse locations. All you see is a pile of crumbling bricks. See, you get a brick of cocaine, you crumble it down to rocks. The rat man opens his mouth in a disgusting hiss. His razor-sharp teeth drip with foam. His eyes glow red. You've got to do something. Blood is pounding in your ears. Still, he comes towards you, the blade slicing the air. Then, he pounces as we pounce on page 84.
Nice segue.
Thank you. Ah! You let out a scream as the rat man leaps at you, swords swirling.
Like Shaolin Shinobi.
You dive out of the way toward the pile of bricks. Hey, you know who you are? Pile of sticks. Faggot. Oh. Oof! Pain shoots up your leg as you fall to the floor. The rat man is right behind you. He drops his sword and grabs at you with four arms, sinking his teeth into your shin.
Oh, shit.
Get off! you shriek. You kick at him with your other leg.
Oh, no. Don't do that, Ratman. Please leave me alone. I hope zombie rules don't apply.
What are zombie rules?
Oh, you get bit by something. Most or often not, you turn into it.
I'm so sick of zombies. I don't care.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm over The Walking Dead as well.
Yeah. You kick his snout over and over, but he's too strong. You reach your arm out and manage to grab one of the bricks lying nearby. You bring it down hard, right on the rat snout. I put that brick in your face!
Yeah.
Now what brick. You gonna do with it? Now what brick. You gonna do brick. With it?
Brick.
With a howl of pain, the rat man instantly releases you and leaps to his feet. You scurry behind the pile of bricks. The rat man snatches up the samurai swords again and heads your way. Turn to page 9.
I still just keep picturing bricks of cocaine ever since the first reference of it. So they're in some, like...
Nicky Sleaze.
Escobar palace fighting.
Get back, you yell. Get away, you slimy creep. The Ratman's swords whirl so fast they're just a silver blur, like a silver bullet. La bala de plata, Coors Light. Desperate, you pick up another brick and hurl it. It hits him smack in the gut, hard, like cirrhosis all at once. The Ratman cries, as Ratmen do. He drops his sword and doubles over in pain. You can hit that bong. I'm not stopping it. You can... It's not going to annoy me. I feel like you're waiting till I pause. Just go. Clutching his stomach, his shoulders heave as if he's... Are you doing that on my show? Just kidding. You're fine. Clutching his stomach, his shoulders heave as if he's about to be sick. He opens his mouth and belches like Nick's about to belch up smoke. Gross, you think. Then you notice that something shiny has popped out of his mouth. A cola can. Could it be your cola can? With the genie inside, you lunge forward, grab the can, and rip off the top. White smork.
Smork?
Yeah, Smork from Ork.
Is that Fred Flintstone's little buddy?
No, that was the guy from Mork and Mindy, who's also from Happy Days. White smork pours... Fuck, I need a drink.
We got smork on the mind.
I got my mind on my smork and my smork on my mind. White smoke pours out, then forms itself into Jenna's shape. I wish, you start to say, but that's as far as you get, motherfucker. Hi-ya! The rat man screeches. You look up and see his swords slicing through the air, right at your fucking headpiece. No. Hey, how'd he pick them up so fast? You didn't really think you could beat a ninja rat man, did you, Nick? The most horrifying warrior in all of Mortal Revenge, Nick. Oh well, better luck next game, Nick. The end.
All right, can we...
Yeah, we're going back to where you decided it was a good idea to do that. By the way,
I... Can we go back to the mall?
No, we're not going back to the mall.
I want to go to the mall.
We're not shopping to the mall.
I don't want to be in the video game. No, okay.
We can go to the mall if you really want to. Because we're only 42 minutes into this, and I got to edit out, like, all the stuff with you talking.
It's going to take a while.
All right, let me pause it, and I'll find the mall. We'll shop at the mall. All we do is ball.
Let's go to the mall instead of the video game.
We've decided to go back and go to the mall. Nick yelled out bros before hoes. I don't know if that's appropriate.
I'm sorry.
I'm about to get married.
I should have said that. I hope nobody heard me.
And then we were both singing the shopping at the mall. All you do is ball. You know, like, this is all we do, but I said you, you know, as the listeners.
So we're hoping that's what this next scene will be like.
So we're going to the mall with Peter. You give the driver Peter's address. It's right below my belt buckle.
Peter the Pumpy Eater?
Then, you cast your eyes around the back seat. You spot a cellular phone. Ooh, rich. Plus a mini bar. Ooh, Dune. A TV, a laptop computer, and a CD player. Wow, CD's nuts. You grab the remote and notice a bulging wallet on top of the TV. Your eyes widen. It's filled with $100 bills.
That's my wallet.
Excuse me. You lean forward to the driver. My name is Manny, but you can call me Manny, he tells you. Sorry, you said. I don't know how I could have forgotten. So, Manny, is the money in this wallet back here mine?
Of course, you spoiled idiot, Manny replies. All right, this will buy a lot of fries at the food court. This family, like, oh, I assume God. It's like Honey Boo Boo's family at this point. You tuck the wallet into your pocket, then pick up the cellular phone and punch in Peter's number, 69. Peter, you yell into the phone, you won't believe where I'm calling from. Wait for me in front of your house. When the car pulls into Peter's driveway, more like the Peter pulls into your driveway.
Yeah, in the rear.
Because, like, yeah, because, like, a Peter's a word for a dick.
Yeah.
So is
the
like
rear
a
driveway was, yeah, yeah, the
rear. Like a butthole.
Yeah, the
butthole. Yeah, like anal sex.
Sphincter.
He watches as you climb out of the car and turn your swag on. You look up just in time to see his jaw drop open and his eyes bulge out as if they're going to pop. He has three eyes. Peter, are you okay? You ask. But all Peter can do is scream, "Oh! Watch out for that tree." All right, 109.
So Peter is a three-eyed screaming monster so far.
Yeah, dude. When you have money, you hang out with cool people. I hang out with your skinny bearded ass.
Artistic people.
Oh! That's how it starts again. Your friend Peter yells, "This is the coolest car I've ever seen." Apparently someone's never seen the Batmobile. "I know, isn't it awesome?" you shout. "And it's all mine. I'm rich, Peter. I am rich." By the way, I've met a few rich people. None of them have been like, "How's it going, Zachary? I am rich. I'm rich." They're always like, "Are you buying my drink?" And I'm like, "Well,
I'm really taken to it like a pig to slop."
The richness?
Yes.
Yeah. "I fucking love being rich." A neighbor watering the lawn glances in your direction. Two kids on bikes stare at you as they ride by. Manny pops his head out of the car window. "I wouldn't go announcing that to the whole world if I were you," he warns like Dune. God, I'm going to end up driving cars for a living. Look at all this talent I have wasted, Nick.
If only there was some sort of app where anyone could drive cars around for a living.
Oh, yeah. I hate... Yeah. Fuck, I take Uber all the time because I have a problem with alcohol.
You could never be one because sobriety is required.
Yeah. I don't know who pulls over the Uber driver. Who watches the watchman, Nick? Oh, wait, they don't... Never mind. "But why shouldn't you tell everyone you're rich? It's the truth, isn't it?"
How else am I going to get laid?
"Yeah. I'm rich," you shout again like an Armenian. "I know," Peter Sex claims. "I saw on TV that you won the lottery. Your face was all over the evening news." You reach into your pocket, grab the bulging wallet, and pull out a wad of bills. You hand one to Peter. "Remember that dollar I owe you? Here's $100. That's a good investment. Peter looks shocked. He gazes at the bill in his hand. "Hop up in the car," you tell him. "We're hitting the mall to turn our swag on," and turn to page 57. By the way, I need to like get rid of these books when I'm done because I destroy them while reading them. If you haven't noticed my me folding weird pages and bending and dog earing and shit.
They're meant for little kids to be handled.
I read like homeless people do on a bus where it's like a Michael Crichton book they got like
abused.
Yeah. Like the book has seen so much shit.
Yeah. I have one book that looks like a hobo. One of these did.
Peter continues staring at the money you gave him with all three of his eyes as he follows you toward the Rolls Royce.
I like the three-eyed Peter twist.
It's probably just one of those Chrysler cars that black people always like rent and buy that looks like a Rolls Royce, but it's not. Totally, it's cheap.
Chrysler.
Yeah. "What's the matter?" you tease. "Haven't you seen $100 bill before? I've got plenty more. I'm all about the Benjamins, baby."
Is that song out?
At the time of this? Probably.
And if Chappelle's Show was or was not out, I'm okay with "I'm rich" being translated to "I'm rich, bitch," if you wouldn't mind.
Chappelle's Show is not out, definitely. You toss some $100 bills in the air, then climb into the car. By the way, $8 million, that's a percentage of it going away.
Is that the first rain-making?
Yeah, he invented it. R.L. Stein invented that. Now, obviously, he tested it out a few times first. On just
a child making it rain.
Yeah, but R.L. Stein was doing it to thick bitches at Magic City in Atlanta. He calls it Hotlanta, but I know. Peter scrambles in after you. As you drive away, you glance back. Several neighbors are snatching the bills off the ground. Neighbors... Snatching the bills off the ground.
Neighbors?
It's a play on the old joke. What do you never want to call a black person that starts with an N and ends with an R? Neighbor. I get what R.L. Stine's saying. That was a terrible joke. I need to tweet him, but seriously, don't draw attention to me. Stop. People, hey, by the way, people that have tweeted at me and R.L. Stine at the same time, stop it! He doesn't need to know about my existence. All this could end. This is a house of cards. Stop it. Knock it off.
House of cards on fire.
Yes, this is not good. I don't want me to go to jail. I don't know what I do in jail. No one wants to hear what I have to read. You have to be more careful, Manny scolds from the front seat. Money can make people act brazy. Crazy. He's a blub, bro. Manny, you worry too much. You stretch out against the roomy back seat. From now on, we're going to have fun.
That's such a rich thing, too. Manny, you worry too much stretching out in the back seat.
Now accept my $7 an hour. And no, I will not pay for gas. You and Peter help yourselves to sodas and snacks from the minibar. What a terrible choice at the minibar. First, we're going to replace our old sneakers with high-tech models, you explain to Peter like Marty McFly on the way to the mall. Next. Some
Jordans?
Huh?
Get some Jordans? Pump them up?
Tiptoeing in my Jordans.
Push-ups, whatever that's called.
I think those are Reebok pumps. Next, we're going to see all the movies at the 12-plex. Then, wait, you can do that by just buying one ticket and going movie to movie. People don't...
You have to. That's the only way I thought you could do it.
Wait, our friend Billy worked at the theater, and it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Billy. He doesn't listen to this. But you know, he was incompetent, and you worked at a movie theater is my main point. Also, happy birthday. You're not that incompetent, but, like, if kids were doing shit, he doesn't have the confidence to go up and tell them to stop because he's incompetent. Happy birthday. Hypothetically.
We need to remember to wish him one.
Oh, yeah.
Not via pod.
Then we'll head over to the food court and eat one of everything. He loves fried shitty food. Mmph! Peter nods happily, his mouth full of corn chips.
He has two mouths and three eyes.
Yep. As Manny guides the rolls into a parking spot, a crowd gathers. They seemed to be talking about the car. Turn to page 108. Cool, car talk. I don't know if I can handle this.
Only
a
choice.
Yeah. I'd listen to, like, Ace on the Road coding. Or whatever that is.
Oh, Ace on the House?
Carcast.
Oh, Carcast.
We are 108. Awesome wheels, a little boy comments as you and Peter hop out of your Rolls Royce. Obviously, awesome wheels is only ever said by children. Want to go for a ride in it? You offer, pointing at your anus. You turn to the driver. Okay, Manny, we won't be ready to leave for a while. If that's what you want, Manny responds uncertainly. Great! The little boy cheers. Come on, Ma, let's go. He tugs his mother's hand. She smiles at you as they get into the car and shit. Me too, a man yells. Can I go too? Sure, you wave your arms. You can all go. The crowd cheers and then scrambles into the Rolls. That was fun, you tell Peter as the car drives away. Now, let's check out the mall. What a douchebag.
I was just spacing out. What just happened? A bunch of people climbed into our car?
They went to the car. I don't know if they parked somewhere. And,
anyway, what's my choice here? I don't know what just happened.
Do you want to go to the food court first? Or do you want to hit the sporting goods store?
So that's my choice?
Yeah, so, like, in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure...
Okay.
Freud and whatnot go to the food court because corn dogs. But then Genghis Khan, you know, he's at the sporting goods store smacking things. And then Beethoven is on the pianos. And
I love it.
Then
I
Joan of that. Arc is teaching an aerobics class.
So do we want to be more like Genghis Khan or
Freud?
Or Freud.
Here's the thing. Genghis Khan. Genghis, I listened to the podcast by Dan Carlin, you know?
Genghis Khan. I don't know if you were calling him...
No. And then, that's the case. Or, Freud did a lot of blow.
Let's go with Freud.
Okay, it's called Freud, dude, and it's page 17.
Oh, they're both mispronounced by douchey, like, intellectual people. I don't have to correct everyone.
No, one of them was douchey and one of them was Bill and Ted on my mispronunciations.
Okay.
So, Freud Dude was Bill and Ted.
Okay.
Point is, I'm going to page 17, and...
And this book is all about the food, fried, fatty, chocolate cake, and...
It's written by, like, carne trash.
Yeah.
It's have a funnel cake!
It's all novelty food. R.L. Stine doesn't know of staples. He knows only novelty. It's never, like, milk.
Yes. Except for milk and cookies was like, okay, no.
It's like, oh, a tub of nacho cheese and a slab of German chocolate cake.
Wait, I'm going to stop it because I got a text and I got to see what's up with the Wiener Schnitzel. Dignity. You head for the food court.
Oh, fatty.
You can't resist buying a few things along the way. A ring for your mother. How do you know your mom's ring size? As someone who bought an engagement ring fairly recently, it's very difficult to figure all that shit out. A CD Walkman for your brother, Discman. A stuffed dinosaur for your sister, dinosaurs. A shower radio for your dad. I just bought one off AliExpress for like $3 shipped from China.
Does it vibrate? It's the only kind of shower radio his dad wants.
Jesus. One that vibrates and looks just like his uncle. At each store, you tell the clerk to keep the change. It's fun to see their shocked faces when you do.
Money is just...
Yeah, that's one of the things, like, oh, that's how rich people stay rich, by not making horrible decisions. At the food court, you pile your tray high with all your favorite junk food. Peter does the same thing. The cashier tells you you're going to get sick eating all that, because he's a human being. But... You just smile back.
You're an Arnold Stein character and you're not.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about this.
You smile back and hand that bitch a $100 bill. Keep the change, idiot, you tell her. Then you follow Peter to a table. Shopping is a great way to work up an appetite, you joke, like Jabba the Hutt. I know what you mean. Oh, ho, ho, Solo. Peter takes a slurp of his chocolate shake. He glances past you. That's weird, he mutters. What? You turn around in your chair to see what he's staring at. A small crowd is gathering at the edge of the food court. Great, juggalos. You know how much they like gathering. Some of them point at you. Aren't those salespeople from the stores we were in? You gaze at the group. I think you're right, you murmur. I wonder what they want. I wonder if we should turn to page 126.
Yes.
Look at how much I've destroyed this book.
We should. There's still going to be no screen from the genie. I'm pretty upset about that. From the very beginning, I knew that was just a silly title and that...
It's a play on, genie. Like, Ice Cream of Genie or something like that.
Nice pull. But really, I want the genie to let out one scream instead of a psss.
Yeah.
I'm being picky.
I got out of psss seconds ago.
Oh, damn it.
A girl approaches you, even though you're just talking about pissing as usual. I heard you were giving away $100 bills, she says. Yeah, I guess. Kind of. You aren't sure how to answer. They're really just flyers for a weird church that look like $100 bills that people find on the ground, and they're like, oh, my God, I gotta go see Christ now.
I was really trying to exchange them for a certain sexual favor. Yeah.
Rim me!
$100, that seems equal fair.
Yeah, he's already burnt out on blowjobs.
$100 bill, one rim job?
Well, can I have one? You are startled by her request. Then you shrug. Why not? You're the richest kid alive. Sure, you say, and hand her one. She stares at the money in her hand. She turns to the crowd. You were right, Angie, she shrieks like Shrek. This kid is giving away money. The room erupts. People rush at you like Geddy Lee. Hey, you shout. Oh. One at a time.
Nice. You know who Geddy Lee is. Nice.
Well, you like my Rush reference?
I do.
But they don't listen. The crowd is screaming, tearing at your pockets. You are terrified. These people are brazy.
That's what Jesus felt.
I know. What would Jesus give away at a mall food court?
This is heavy.
Help, you Shrek.
That Shrek was... Never mind.
Peter pulls you under the table with him. Together, you crawl along the floor like the filthy animals you are. The crazed mob overturns tables and chairs searching for you. Now what? Peter croaks, terrified. Back there, you point...
He's croaking and Shrekking.
He's croaking and Shrekking, yeah. He's an all-star. Back there, you point at a hot dog booth in the corner of the food court. The little store is dark and empty, like your heart. It must be closed, but it looks like a great place to hide. Or you could make a break for it, try to outrun the crowd. If you try to run, turn to page 93. if you hide behind the hot dog counter. Turn to page 64. Now, we've already established this kid is morbidly obese.
Yeah, and what the predicament he's now gotten himself in is inciting a riot based on giving money away. That's how I ruined going to the mall. A simple experience.
That's why I don't go to the mall anymore. People are just trying to hand me $100 bills, and I can't deal with it.
For some reason, I'm thinking we should hide behind the hot dog counter.
By the way, I bring mini bottles to the mall now.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic.
Get through a simple mall.
No. It makes me... I hate the mall. Yeah, but if Connie horrible. Needs something, I will go there. I will bring mini
We're
bottles.
Men. We hate them all.
I'll mix a drink, and I will have a cocktail and watch people enjoy myself like crazy.
That is kind of cool, huh?
That being said, if you try to run, turn to page 93. If you hide behind the hot dog counter. Like I'm saying, I truly don't think he can run.
Okay.
Well, should we hide?
Time, you could have ran or fought the beast, and we all died from the beast.
Yeah.
So,
but I feel like you could hide better behind like a chicken pot pie counter or something. Like
the hot dog is skinny.
Yeah.
You can't hide behind a hot dog counter. Like, yeah. A big fat.
He needs like a shepherd's pie counter.
Yes, exactly.
But I still, it is. We know he can't run, right?
So we're hiding behind the
yeah.
Dog. We're just hiding.
And if he dies at this point, we've reached an hour. So fuck him. We'll go to the next one when Connie gets here.
Oh, I thought it was an hour and a half.
Fine, we'll go there. You asshole. The hot dog counter looks like a perfect hiding place. If you can reach it, you might be safe until things calm down. You and Peter crawl as fast as you can under the food court tables.
Eating a few hot dogs along the way.
Your knees feel bruised, like when back to those videos you made in college. And your hands are sticky, like the videos, from the spilled food on the floor. But you reach the booth unnoticed. Apparently someone didn't read that if there's time to lean, there's time to clean. Who's leaving mustard on the floor? Quickly.
Wait, how do you know that? You never even worked in a restaurant.
That's true. I work alone, getting crazy. Quickly, you jump up and lean over the counter. Bring, bring, bring. A blaring silent siren blasts in your ears. I'm drinking Budweiser now, by the way.
It's the king of beers.
Really. Mm-hmm. Oh,
you're
no.
You're on the Commodore of beers, and I'm on the king of beers.
Yeah, fuck that noise. You cry, what's that? Lights start flashing as the siren shrieks louder and louder. All right, break it up, you hear someone order. It's the mall police. Now you're in big trouble.
Is that what I wanted, was help from the mob?
I don't know. It's also funny two quick stories. But, it's funny because you're a kid and you go, mall police! And as an adult, you're like, mall police? I'll give you $8 Great to blow point. Me, you fucking pathetic piece of shit.
Great point.
And then the other thing is speaking of people that you think are trying to help but aren't doing that. When I was in the airport in Houston like 2 weeks ago, Wally, the rapper that's signed to Young Money, was complaining to Mall of the security airport, like, I can't go over there because everyone wants me to sign an autograph. There was no one waiting for an autograph. And he was so pathetic, and I'm like, no wonder I don't listen to you. I'll just listen to Wheezy if I want Young Money. All right, break it up. You hear someone say it's mall police, now you're in big trouble. In fact, you're in big trouble. Breaking and entering is a serious crime. They thought you were trying to rob the place. You tell them that you're the richest kid in the world, that you could buy that hot dog shop, that you could buy the whole mall. Too bad they don't buy your story. So, for you, it's bye-bye.
That was the clever. End. Clever wordplay.
Oh, yeah, no. That was good. All right, we'll go back to the one you were saying, though.
And with the mall police, I feel like you might even respect normal civilians more than you would a mall police person at this point. Like, if someone told you what to do, a stranger, you might listen more so.
I'll stop smoking in here, but only when I'm done with things to smoke.
When you're damn good and ready.
By the way, there's an evil genius song.
So we need to run now? There was.
Go. If you run... 126. Okay, we're turning to page 93. It's the
93rd
page.
They don't even know what page it is.
Well, you know, it helps bring him into my zone.
And you go, page 93.
I can sing much better than you, Nick, okay? Follow me, you shout to Peter. Peter is too terrified to answer you, but he nods. You make a dash for it. Stacy Dash, clueless, knocking people out of your way as you go. You make it through the entrance of the food court and up an escalator before you look back. You glance down and see that the crowd below you is beginning to scatter. They must be... They gave up looking for you. You and Peter keep your heads down as you weave in and out of the shoppers like a weave. And hair. Fake hair and hair. You manage to make it to the parking lot without anyone recognizing you. You've never been so happy to see a car in your whole life. I like that the crowd is like, let's look for the kid. Okay, we'll leave. Oh, there's a Rolls Royce sitting there with a driver in it. Ah, let's ignore that. You and Peter jump into the waiting Rolls Royce. Home, you tell Manny. Hurry, let's go home. No way, Peter shakes his head. Take me to my house. I'm not hanging out with you anymore. It's too dangerous.
Dangerous.
You plead with Peter to change his mind, but he won't. So Manny drops Peter off at his own house. Then the driver takes you back to the mansion.
Done with Peter already. Fuck you, Peter.
You dread seeing James. You know you'll be in trouble for sneaking out. You wonder what James will do. You turn to page 35.
All right, James is back, so get your singing voice ready.
I warned you not to go outside.
A power ballad.
Thank you.
From James. Well, this doesn't sound good.
James scolds you when you return. Your parents will be very angry when they get back. What are you, my parents? James? You fucking idiot.
Oh, my real dad.
They went to Honolulu for lunch.
Island theme.
On the family jet, because apparently they're as irresponsible as you are with money, and you're going to burn through $8 million in a weekend. But they'll be home soon. And this time I won't let you out of my sight. Now please take a shower so I can keep you in my sight. Don't look at me. Great. Just what you need.
Our guidelines.
Yeah. James, hanging on your every move. You wander around the mansion, bored. James follows you wherever you go. But even when you ask nicely, he refuses to leave you alone. And he won't play with you either. I'm a butler, not a playmate. He informs you, just like Dune's fiance informed him that she's doing a small 10-minute walk-in tattoo for money. We'll bring Wiener Schnitzel home after. How totally stupid is this? Your house is loaded, like Dune is, with everything you've ever wanted. Just booze. But you can't have any fun. You're a prisoner, trapped in your own house, like when R. Kelly was trapped in that closet. And now you have James the Watchdog spying on you. This wish isn't exactly working out the way you had planned.
I would agree.
Then you have an idea. And with that idea, you turn to page 49.
Is 49 going to be my answer?
Oh, there's options
here. All the ideas.
By the way, these mangled books, sometimes I make notes and I'm like, stop here. Oh, wait, no, stop here. I should just auction these off. These are the official Dune Reads Goosebumps.
So I don't need $5 on one.
Yeah. And I could spend that on booze. That's it, you cry. The answer. In Afrikaans, it's the ant word. What is it? James acts. He raises an eyebrow like the Rock. You ignore his question. You're too busy figuring out a plan. Yes, you'll fix Earthing with another wish. Now, all you have to do is find that cola can. James, you smile at the butler. Do we have any cola? There are 40 cases. There are 40 cases of cola in the pantry.
Yeah, James.
Shall I get you a can?
God, I love that butler.
40 cases? Ruh-roh! Which can has the genie in it? If you open Uri can until you find the genie, turn to page 59. If you order James to do it for you and go check out the big screen instead, turn to page 8. We have to do it ourselves.
So either way, the answer is open one can at a time. Okay.
We're not going to let the fucking butler do it and get his own wish. You know, his wish is going to be like, fuck this kid.
We are paying him.
I understand you're paying him, but I'm saying he does not like you.
Okay.
He only likes you when you shower.
I'm going... the way he sings to me, like, it's sweetly. I mean, I'm not really... I don't really hear his words.
Nick, that was just me.
Through the song.
That was me.
Maybe I should be
Yes, I make everything beautiful, but I'm saying...
So James, it might be a bad character that I'm just hearing singing beautiful words.
I'm dog-earing this page. I'll dog-ear you, Franklin, if you don't fucking act better. And,
we're doing it ourselves.
And then, that's my point, yeah.
Do you feel strongly 59. About this? It's happening.
No, I feel very strongly about this, you know?
I'm not
a one percenter, you know?
No, yeah, you work hard for your
You know, yes, I don't work, but, you know.
You perform your Goosebumps pod one page at a time, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you're every man.
I'm an everyman. I'm doing everyman.
He's drinking a Budweiser right now.
Wait, that's just because I like Budweiser, to be fair. All right, I'm going to pause it because I need to figure out someone's wiener schnitzel. no thank you, James. You tell the butler and emphasize the second fake tea in there. I'll get the cola myself. Just tell me where it is. Tell me what I got. A few minutes later, you're sitting in the pantry, surrounded by 40 cases of cola.
It sounds horrible.
James posts himself right outside. By the way, surrounded by a bunch of cola, but not having any, like, brown liquor to mix with it. It's like a Twilight Zone episode. We're like, I have all these books, but no glasses.
And fucking James is hanging out anyways.
Yeah. James the giant leech. Get your own job.
Yeah, glare.
It's gonna be a big job to open all these cans. Pfft, pop, pfft, pfft, pop. Pfft. And that's how I learned how to beatbox.
That's industrial.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, that's terrible.
Nine Inch Nails is gonna be inducted in the Hall of Fame.
Are they? Nine Inch Nails?
They're nominated for some reason.
Your finger begins to hurt from prying up all those little metal flip tops. You open the cans faster and faster. I wanna violate these cans. Well, you cry as blue gas sprays from the can. You drop the can to the floor. You watch in amazement as the can spins around the floor, vibrating and humming. The blue gas continues to pour out. Blue gas? What's going on? It wasn't blue before, and it didn't shoot out of the can with such force. What? You're struck by the horrible feeling that something very different is happening this time. Puberty. Oh, wait, no, never mind. The hissing sound grows louder and louder. Then you fling your arms over your face as the can explodes. Shards of metal fly through the air, and something bursts out of the can. Oh, no, it's the Kool-Aid Man.
That's very exciting. What does he say? Oh, yeah?
Amazingly, you survived the explosion with only a scratch on your arm. The blue mist, I think that's a Gatorade flavor, completely fills the room now, and floating inside the cloud is a terrifying sight. A genie. And it's not Jenna. No, it's a very different genie. Does this cola company have no quality control, Nick?
Two genies get rolled out of the assembly line?
Oh, God. Someone was asleep. A fat, monstrous-looking man in a gold satin shirt, and black metallic pants hovers over you. Green warts cover his leathery face and hands, making him look like a toad. He must be about 7 feet tall. No shack, but still tall. You rang? He snarls as he floats before you in midair. No? You cry out nervously. I mean, maybe. Where's Jenna? What's going on? Jenna called in sick, the warty guy growls.
Thank girl.
I'm filling in for her and possibly filling her.
Is his name Phil?
No, it's Tuba. You already went over this.
Oh, okay.
My name is Tuba. Thanks for stepping on that one. He floats over to you and breathes hard in your face, like Stevie from Malcolm in the Middle. Ew! Your nose wrinkles at the smell of his breath. It's sour, like bad milk. You've got two wishes left. His voice booms out at you from above. And if you're smart, you'll use one of them to wish you'd never met me.
Wait, what?
If you take your if you take your chances with Tuba, turn to page 100. If you take his advice and wish you'd never met him, turn to page 122.
Do we want
to
get her mixed up with a new genie, or do we like our tank girl?
What if you were like, hey, I want to be a richer, and then you find a third genie, like, I'll be richest.
Wait, so we only have, we have two wishes with him.
No, we got three.
Three?
What was the first wish with him?
I don't know, he said you have two wishes, I thought.
You got two wishes left, so he's taking over the genie job.
Okay.
Like the genie car wash over on Midway.
I'm sort of, maybe I'm gullible, but I'm kind of liking Tuba's vibe. I kind of want to dance with the devil.
You want to do heroin? Is that what you're saying? All right, let's take our chances with Tuba. By the way, we're at the point now where if something goes poorly, we're not going back.
We're not?
No, this is dedication.
This we is don't the, want... Okay. We're,
this is the dedication to featuring Birdman.
That's probably a reference.
Use up a wish just to get rid of this guy? You think you only have two left? Nah, no way, Jose. And no way, you know, Arabic genie equivalent of Jose or whatever that is. No.
You're too racist to say that at this point.
I don't know it, you know? Okay. I spent a lot of time in Mexico. Not much in fucking... I can't even... Kazakhstan. That's all I got. I don't even know if it's real. No. You tell the big, ugly genie, I wish that you hesitate. Thinking about how to phrase it. What you really want. Nick, just tell me what you want. No, we're going Spice Girls. Oh, okay. More than anything in the world is for your first wish to work out just fine. You want to be rich, but normal. Like Drake. You want to be able to go visit your friends and call them on your cell phone without being followed or being afraid. But before you can say another word, the genie snaps his fingers. And turns games.
Did he play the tuba?
By the way, he snapped his fingers and said, poof. In a cloud of blue smoke, a giant fanged rattlesnake appears in the room. That's not what you wish for at all, Nick. It raises itself up into a striking position and hovers over your head. Venom drips from its fangs and nearly splashes you. You freeze in absolute terror. Every muscle in your body locks and pops. You are the greatest dancer of all time. I know Alfonso, it wasn't your wish, but you look great now.
I'm a Alfonso Ribierto now.
Oh, he was great at popping and locking. You don't dare move. The snake leans forward, hissing right at your face.
Spooky.
This is so spooky. Let's turn to page 10.
There's more book.
You stare into the snake's tiny eyes. You hear the genie laugh and snap his fingers. Poof, poof, poof. Instantly, you are surrounded by three more giant, poisonous rattlesnakes. Almost as big as the first, they all bare their fangs, dripping venom. By the way, poison is when you eat it, and venom is when it's injected into you.
Interesting.
Connie and I were getting into this going to a thing at her grandma's house.
Somebody was going to get poisoned.
Yeah. Point is, we both decided we don't like when people correct you when you're like, oh, that snake bit me and I got poisoned. It's like, you actually got venomed. And we decided we can't hang out with those people, and then we're like, what is the difference? The poison pools on the tile floor in the pantry. It starts seeping toward your feet. You can't believe what's happening. You scrunch up your toes. You pull your shoulders in, trying to make yourself smaller. But the snake closes in. Hiss, 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 hiss.
That's not how it sounds.
The largest one opens its jaws. Even wider. In 2 seconds, your head will be inside your mouth. By the way, how'd this go from genie to giant snake attack?
Oh. Yeah.
Help me!
We should have ran away from Tuba.
You squeak in a tiny voice. Sure, just make a wish. the genie says with a cruel laugh.
Like John Cena?
Obviously, John Cena is the only person that can grant wishes. We know that. Fear fills every blood vessel in your body. You can't think clearly.
Even the penis ones?
Yeah, dude. Your dick is rock hard with fear. All you want to do is to get away. Far away. And I wish...
And relieve yourself.
I wish I were in any place but her, you cry. Still, that's frozen to your spot. Poof. I would have picked a spot... First off, I wouldn't made it... God damn, this is a terrible choice. To be anywhere but there? So the snakes still exist in your home so that you can't do that. You're a wanderer now.
Yeah. Or anywhere but here could be like...
You could be in Fresno.
It could be the inner crust of the earth, like trapped in rock.
Detroit! You could be anywhere.
Even worse.
Turn to page 12. Oh yeah, it could just be the vacuum of space. I didn't even get into that.
Which page?
I'm not singing aside from the butler.
What? So, in the whole series of Dune Reads Goosebumps, if you're not doing the regular book with chapters, you will not sing.
No, I sing the pages in the other ones, too. I'm just getting weird today. Cool. Real weird. Remind me not to stare at any geometric patchwork patterns. Might get a little too weird.
Or patchwork.
Whatever. Whoosh! There it is! A burst of blue smoke binds you.
Oh, Walter White?
None of that sentence was correct.
Okay.
A burst of smoke blinds you. You feel yourself hurtling through space. Wait! You cry out. But it's too late. Too late to wait. Dang. When the spinning and tumbling finally stop, a cool, refreshing breeze blows on your face like a Tommy Bahama ad. Your eyes pop open, and you shake your head to clear it out. Wow! You cry out, excited. The beach! Ooh, you went to Rosarito. You hear a soft lapping sound. The sound of water gently licking the shore. Focusing on the shore's clitoris.
Maybe this worked out well.
Yeah. Cool island breezes blow through your hair. A salty smell fills your nose. Yo, reggae vacation, man.
Dude, you've been to these places like Hawaii and stuff?
Yeah, you've never been anywhere.
No.
I've been to Cabo and Rosarito in the last...
You experience...
I proposed on a private beach months ago.
Class.
Yeah.
That's
class. But then again, I'm getting into huffing soon, so we'll get rid of all that. You shield your eyes from the sun.
And your first finger tattoo.
Yeah, it's not a good plan. Squinting to take in the fabulous scene below you. Sand, palm trees, rocks, aqua blue water so clear you can see the brightly colored fish darting just beneath the surface. It's like the person who makes screensavers' dream come true.
Is the twist going to be it's like Black's Beach and there's some old man's balls, like, if I turn...
I'd live at Black's Beach. I don't mind a ball. This is great, you
one
think.
One ball is one thing.
I love the beach. Then you glance behind you, beside you, all around. There's nobody there. No one. No genie. No nothing. This place seems deserted. You are totally alone.
Oh, shit.
This all seems like a win-win.
Yeah, actually. As long as there's a little bit of food and some booze, you know. You could be on a desert island.
Yeah. But what happened to the rum, like in the Pirates movie? You race to the water's edge, then start jogging along the beach to see where it ends, where it leads. Don't jog on the beach when you don't have any water. You figure you'll eventually find a resort or something. You spot footprints in the sand. Jesus Christ was with you all along. Then you realize that they're yours. You've run in a big circle. You're back to where you started. It's an island. Monkey Island. Three. The Curse of Monkey Island. With Guybrush Threepwood and LeChuck.
Oh, run it. We may have just opened a whole new can of worms.
A deserted island. I've played the first three Monkey Islands all the way through in the last 6 months. You flop down on the beach like some sort of filthy, lazy hobo and sit straight back up. There's a rustling sound in the trees behind you. Maybe you're not as alone on this island as you thought.
Lost?
I didn't watch Lost.
Oh, it was a piece of crap.
Okay, good. Thick trees hung with dense vines and brightly colored flowers crowd the middle of the island. It looks like a small, dark jungle. Hello? You call out. Anybody there? That's what you sound like, idiot. The trees stop rustling. You listen hard, but the lapping of the waves makes it difficult to hear. Hello. You shout, cupping your hands to your mouth like Dune did instinctively. Nothing. And then you hear a roar. An animal roar.
Growl.
Growl.
Are we competing?
Yeah, I don't know. If you look for a place to hide, turn to page 72. That didn't go well.
That's half of every...
Or maybe you're better off staying where you are. You hate to get lost. Or worse, if you stay put, turn to page 65.
R.L. Stein's getting lazy. Okay, we gotta power through this. Fucking...
I'm not gonna hide again. He's too fat.
We gotta see what this beast is. It could be like
he's food. Gonna try to hide in the sand and look like Winnie the Pooh when he gets stuck going into like the
it tree. Could be a really docile creature full of delicious meat that's just easy to kill and we could live off of it.
It could be a meatcher. A delicious one at that. At least on the beach, you have a clear view all around you. You have a better chance of escaping from something in the open. And besides, you reassure yourself, if something horrible happens, you still have one more wish left. You can still use it to save yourself. How does he still have one more wish left?
I've lost track a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, counting the three is pretty different.
Oh, yeah, it shouldn't be.
Well, if you're stuck in a deserted island, you might as well try to enjoy yourself. You run down to the water and splash around in the waves for a while, like a bad shampoo commercial. The water is bright, clear blue, cool, but not cold. Beautiful orange and black striped fish dart away from your feet. That sounds incredible. Everything would be perfect except for the rustling and the roaring sound coming from the jungle that keeps moving closer. How far away could it be? You just did a loop of it in what seemed like 10 minutes. Pretty soon, you realize that you're dying of thirst. Drink salt water, dude. But now, you're afraid to come out of the water. Afraid of the beast in the jungle. And, as far as you can see, there's not a thing to drink in sight. No fresh, babbling brook. No cooler full of lemonade. No cola machines. How are you going to eat your high fructose corn syrup?
What about my jelly donuts and my nacho cheese?
Should leave this cold fried chicken out of this because I'm into that. Hold it a minute, you sputter, realizing something. By the way, the one of being rich and the one of being, or no, one of being good looking. What's the other one from the beginning?
It could have been rich or celebrity.
Oh, celebrity. These all probably ended on this island, right? To make these pages utilized properly. So I don't know how they could have gotten there. Like, you're good looking and you're like, I wish someone would drop me off where no one thought I was good looking so I could stop banging for 10 minutes.
That's exactly how it would happen.
I'm sure it is, yeah. Hold it a minute, you sputter like DMX, realizing something. Cola! Where's the can of cola with the genie in it? Without that can, I'll never get off this island, you moan.
I think you can say cola, but not. It's just a simple coca in front of it. It's just
Coca-Cola.
The cola.
Oh, God, this one has options. I'm almost done. Okay. The cola can. Where is the cola can? As if in answer to your silent question, roars come echoing out of the jungle again. It sounds as if the beast has moved to the trees at the very edge of the beach. What kind of beast is in the trees by the beach, you wonder? Your heart's going fucking crazy, bro. Your blood pumps so hard in your veins, you can feel it throbbing in your neck and your other neck, wink. You've got to find that cola can. What am I supposed to do? You whisper. Talking to yourself out loud makes you feel a little less scared. So, you decide to keep it up. Think, stupid. You scold your... I need more Budweiser.
I'll recreate since I'm the one on this island. Think, stupid.
You scold yourself.
If the cola can is somewhere around here, where would it be? That's my line.
Lean forward.
Oh, probably in that jungle.
You answer yourself. You're not sure why you think that, but you do. Something tells you that all the island's secrets are hidden in and among the dense trees. But so is the beast that keeps roaring. What are we gonna do? If you decide to explore the jungle, turn to page 7. If you stay in the water, out of danger, turn to page 32. As a transphibian, I say stay in the water.
I think we should stay in the water this time, too.
Really?
I think so. I don't know. I was feeling stay in the water and kind of find out.
Do you want to stay in the water? I'm looking at you dead serious. Does that mean you're just done with this?
No. Does the pod ever go more?
Look, I'm not gonna read it, but I'm saying
we got honestly.
I'm saying you die in the water. I'm going on into the jungle.
Okay, let's go in the jungle. But we did get to that point, honestly. You know, we at one point we said if we ever die.
I know, but now I'm curious. You're still shaking with fear and detoxing from being on an island without booze, but you decide you've got to face whatever's in that jungle if you're gonna have any hope of finding the cola can. Slowly, you walk toward the trees. The hair on the back of your neck stands up. Dark, dense vines hang down. Lots of dark people like vines, that's the reference he's saying. Casting strange shadows, you push the vines back, just like the Strokes did, and enter the jungle of palm trees, bushes, and tropical flowers. See, that was a reference to the bands that made that garage rock thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the Vines were one of them, but no one cared about them because the Strokes came out. The Strokes were a low-rent version of the Libertines.
I hated that era.
Now, Libertines is the greatest band of all time, but they weren't really in that group. The scent of the jungle is sweet. A warm, flowery smell fills the air. Small, prickly bushes. Whole bush family, if you ask me. Scratch your legs. Sunlight streams through the trees every so often in bold beams. You glance down, searching the ground for the cola can. Awook! You jump when you hear the sharp cry. It's followed by a rapid flapping sound. Not fapping. Your head snaps up. Out of the corner of your eye, you see something moving. A screeching, winged creature heading right for your face. And then you turn to page 28 to save your face and masturbate. We're going to do another one of these, and we're going to be way more intoxicated. By the way, there's choices on this one, too. Jesus.
We hit the gold mine.
Your hands fly up your face to protect it. Arrgh! The bird screams again. Sharp claws dig into your skin as it lands on your shoulder. Arrgh! You shriek, Nick, you idiot. More in shock than in pain, you turn your head slightly and peek out from behind your hands. It's a parrot. You've got a big, great, birdy, parrot-ass motherfucker perched on your shoulder. Follow me! The parrot squawks. I can do that accent. Then it reaches up with one clawed foot and pulls at your hair. Follow me! It screams.
Beautiful.
Well, are you going to follow the parrot? If so, turn to page 30. If not, turn to page 47. I'm going to hit you if you get this simple one wrong.
We should follow the parrot.
Okay.
Follow the parrot to the end of time.
The parrot removes its claw from your shoulder. Then it flies off into the jungle. Ooh, bringing you to Bunghole. You decide to follow it. Meeting a talking bird isn't any stranger than anything else that's happened to you today. And it might help you find the cola can.
There's a parrot that's only said follow me, which can easily be trained.
Talks, dude? That's a rad parrot. You never know. Vines dangle in your face as you hurry to keep up with the colorful bird. It's way ahead of you, but it's easy to spot. Its brilliant yellow and blue feathers stand out in the dense green of the jungle like a transvestite at Thanksgiving dinner. Now that you're in it, the jungle seems huge and confusing like the transvestite at dinner. With all the twists and turns you've taken, you don't think you'll ever find your way back out. The bird leads you deeper, deeper into the jungle. Where could it be leading you? Finally, it lands on top of a tall tree, a few feet ahead of you. It squawks again. Hurry up, it calls in its scratchy parrot voice like a Jewish mother. You pick up your pace. Then you hear a low growl from the bushes just ahead. Is the parrot leading you into a trap? Franklin, I need you to do a low growl for me. I need you to do at least raise your head for me.
He was sleeping.
Franklin, just your head up. That's all I ask. Come on. Fucking lazy dog. Page 101.
The parrot would do it.
Unbelievable.
The parrot would have done it.
God damn, this is a choice too.
That means one of them could be the end.
Let's get out of here. You've come this far. You're not going to turn back now. As you step into the clearing, your mouth falls open. You can't believe what you see there. Right smack in the middle of the jungle. 5 modern vending machines. This is all about junk food. Brought to you by Frito-Lays.
Something.
They're arranged in a semicircle around a tree stump. Their lighted fronts glowing in the jungle shade. A juice machine? Pay attention, you Jew machine. A juice machine? A coffee machine? A candy machine? A milk machine? Ugh. And a cola machine. A cola machine.
Imagine how fat I can get here.
Yes! Yes! You cry. That was good. You're nuts on that one. Jesus. Your face breaks into a huge grin until you notice what's sitting on top of the cola machine. Then your stomach tightens again. It more than tightens. You panic. You're face to face with the beast you heard roaring. And it's a tiger.
Oh, I thought it was a bird.
A huge, angry tiger.
Oh, no.
A real one with striped fur, sharp teeth and claws, crouching. Ready to play Counter-Strike. No, ready just a normal strike.
As that you crouch in other ways?
Ignore the tiger, the parrot tells you. Your heart pounds wildly. Is the parrot actually talking to you? Does it know what it's saying? Or is it just repeating words it's learned before?
Is it food?
Do you dare to take the advice of a parrot? The tiger... I spit all over my hand. Look at that. Look at that. Lick it up. The tiger leans forward. Drool drips from its sharp teeth. If you turn and run back to the beach, turn to page 134 like a bitch. If you ignore the tiger and go for the cola, turn to page 67.
Do I want
to
be a bitch or do I want to not be a bitch?
Oh, did I put a little of my own input into that one?
Yeah. I don't want to look like a bitch in front of Dune. Dune M of Dune Reads Goosebumps.
We've lived together. I've looked like a bitch plenty of time. Nick! Can you come leave me a bedtime story? Nick, I don't have a nightlight, so you can bring... Can you hold this candle Nick, in front of me?
Ran out of toilet paper.
Nick, wipe me. Nick, wipe me. Wipey.
That's just a daily occurrence, really. Part of my rent.
And just like Nick, you swallow hard, trying to make the lump in your throat go away. But it won't. You're too choked with fear. Still, you decide to do what the parrot says. It got you this far. You figure it must know what it's talking about.
I think it got us this far. We had like an hour before this parrot ever came in.
It's like a tiny donut of a jungle. You walked around in 10 minutes and it's like, it got you this far in the ocean that you could have drunkenly stumbled in.
Remember when we were like fighting ninjas and stuff?
Yeah, that was way cooler. Thanks for fucking
this. And the mob?
You fucked this up like crazy. You ignore the tiger. Or at least you try. You can't completely forget about the ferocious beast. You're only human. No, now what? You ask the parrot, still shaking. You try holding very still, so as not to attract the tiger's attention. How do I get the can of cola? I haven't got any money. Take the quarters, the parrot answers. Using its claw, it picks up 3 quarters from the branch it's perched on and offers them to you. Be careful! They're the only ones I have left! That was a long sentence for a parrot. We're on as. I need a drink of water. Keep reading there.
As you reach out to take the quarters, the tiger leaps! 600 pounds of hungry, snarling animal right toward you. Maybe you shouldn't have listened to that crazy old bird after all, you know what I'm saying?
Too much water too quick. I'm like my dog. Chapter 15.
Get an aqualung.
It's not over yet. Help! You scream. You fling your arms over your head like a wacky inflatable whatever thing and squeeze your eyes shut tight. Your heart hammers so hard you think your chest might burst. Then you hear a loud thud behind you. Open your eyes, the parrot squawks.
Horrible.
Get the cola can.
I hate this parrot.
Do you want me to record something on your phone you can put as an alarm? It's just like, wake up, Nick!
I would end my life instantly.
I want it where if any porn plays on your phone for like 5 minutes straight, I just pop up and goes, what are you doing, Nick?
It's like if the smell... And waking up to the smell of coffee brewing was one thing. That would be on the opposite end of the spectrum of what to wake up.
So we gonna do that? Slowly, you open your eyes and realize that the tiger leaped over you and not at you.
That's cool.
You hear him panting right behind you. You can feel his hot breath on your neck.
Vampire breath?
Get the cola can! The parrot repeats while smoking an unfiltered cigarette, apparently. With your heart still pounding, you try to do what the parrot says. You slowly approach the cola machine. You push the quarters into the slot and hit the button.
Is that dangerous, the cola machine?
Ka-chunk! A can dumps down the chute and rolls out into your waiting hand. Nervously, you flip open the metal tab. Pfft! Oh no, you wailed. No, genie, it's just a cola. Oh, I just have some sort of fucking liquid on a desert island.
What are the odds of that?
Now you'll never get off the island unless you turn to page 26, which is what we're doing. Oh no, I just got sweet calories and liquid on a fucking... God, I hate everyone. I like that this was like... I'm sure it was two pages of him trying to figure out how to get everyone on a desert island.
This is a very strange
book. You're a celebrity, then you're on a desert island.
It's all over the place.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone just ended up here, but whatever. You can't make a wish without Jenna's cola canned. And those three quarters were your only chance. Even the parrot starts to cry. You fling the cola can onto the ground in despair. I wish it was a choice, not the litter. No, no, no! You slam your fist against the side of the cola machine. Then something wonderful happens. Another can of cola drops down.
Ka-chunk?
Can it be? You pick it up.
Another ka-chunk.
Oh, please, please, please let it be the right can. You take a deep breath and flip open the top. In a huge, stinging spray of soda and red gas, Jenna shoots out of the can. You hardly recognize her. Her eyes are a poisonous yellow color, cirrhosis, shaped like a cat's. Her teeth are all fangs now, razor sharp and deadly. Her hair stands straight up in spiky points that look as deadly as her teeth. Jenna, you stammer. What happened to you? Chapter 20, or page 20, whatever, you know where I'm going.
20 million ever some drunk talk show host?
Jesus Christ, there's more choices.
One of them will be imminent death. Is always
that. We're all hoping for death, okay, Nick?
There's always that shining glimmer of hope.
Shut up, Jenna bellows. Nothing happened to me. This is what I really look like. Got a problem with that? No, you respond hastily. Of course not. Jenna narrows her cat eyes at you and bares her fangs. Cats! Yola! Mimi! Of course, there's no cats to come running for once. What do you want? She demands, spitting each word out slowly. What do I want, you wonder? With this new scary Jenna in front of you and a panting tiger behind you, you can't think straight. But you've noticed one thing for sure. Every time you make a wish, it turns out wrong. Not at all how you expected. You know you're going to have to word your last wish very carefully. Finally, you figure out what you're going to say. Here's what I want, you say to Jenna. I want to go home, and I want to have everything be just the way it was before you came along. Except for one thing. I want to remember all the amazing cool stuff that happened to me. Okay. Are you sure that's what you want? Jenna senses. Maybe you'd better wish that tiger would go away. He's about ready to attack. If you save yourself from the tiger, turn to page 36. If you bravely refuse to change your wish, turn to page 62. Obviously we're refusing because the tiger is still going to exist. We're going to be on a desert island fucking beating off with sand as lube. Fuck this.
When you paint the picture that way, I certainly want to stick with the wish. Wishing we never had the wishes, and the moral fable storybook ending, hopefully.
Plus, I could make that sand lube thing happen for you.
Let's try this after this pod.
No way, you tell Jenna. I'm not falling for your tricks anymore, trick-ass hoe. I just want my old life back, just like I said. Jenna's face twists into an awful, ugly shape. Are you sure?
There it was.
Yes, you answer firmly. That's my wish. Give it to me. Fine, Jenna snaps. She puts her hands in her hips and glares at you. Come on, she ordered you, pointing at her breasts. Give me my wish. A huge smile spreads across her face. Although she's so ugly, it doesn't look like a smile. It looks like an alligator's hideous snarl. Oops, she says with a giggle. I forgot to tell you, the third wish is different. What? You stared at her. Different how, bitch? Before I grant your last wish, she explains, you have to steal this wish ring from my finger. She waggles her pinky at you, wrapping it around an enormous ruby ring. God damn, you're retarded, R.L. Stein. Oh my god, I can't believe we're still... Oh my god. Read this page. Page 76.
Steal her pinky ring, but that's not fair, you cry. Who said anything about fair? Jenna laughs. And to get the ring, you're going to have to catch me first. She snaps her fingers, disappears in a cloud of smoke. Once the smoke clears, you sink to the ground in horror. Because Jenna, this new ugly monstrosity, hideous, mean Jenna, has grown 4 times her normal size, and she was already 300 pounds.
What, did she just get married, and that's why she's just fattening up? She doesn't have to get a man
anymore? Ah, dude, married life. He'll know about that soon. You lean your head back. Your eyes travel up, up, up her enormous body. She's grown as big as a small building, and her breasts are just little tenements hanging off of these larger apartment buildings. She could squash you like a bug just by moving 1 foot. So long, kid, she booms. I wouldn't count on getting that last wish if I were you. Jenna turns and starts strolling through the jungle. With every step, she tramples several small trees. Her legs are so long. I'll never catch her. And she leaves me hopelessly behind.
Keep going.
Page 130.
No, there's a choice on it?
All right, the choice is if you ride the tiger, or do we want to chase Jenna on foot?
We want to ride the tiger, right. Idiot.
We're riding the tiger.
All right, keep talking for a second, because I'm going to eat this bacon.
You decide to ride the tiger. It seems like your only hope, obviously. You hurry back to the clearing. Peers through some bushes. He's still sitting there, not moving. You can see the sharp teeth inside his open mouth. Maybe you should sneak up on him, take him by surprise. You creep up behind the tiger.
Well, let me swallow this bacon. I'll get on. Just point to where you are.
All right, so there's this tiger, right?
Use your finger.
Yeah, somewhere. Maybe the whole thing.
You decide to ride the tiger. That's what I call using meth. It seems as if your only hope is catching up with Jenna. You hurry back to the clearing. You crouch in some bushes and peer through the leaves at the tiger as if it's a changing woman. He's still standing there, not moving. You can see his sharp teeth inside his open mouth as he pants. That's pants as a verb, not pants as a noun.
And you pronounce it the same way.
Maybe you should sneak up on him, taking him by surprise. You creep up behind the tiger, as you do with tigers.
Wear the pants, though.
You reach out and grab a handful of his thick, furry skin at his neck. Then, as quickly as you can, you straddle the animal like a horse. The minute you climb on top of him, he bolts up and sprints through the jungle. Help! You scream, barely able to hang on. The tiger's head whips around as he snarls ferociously in your face. He looks as if he's gonna snap your head off, and then you turn to page 133!
Riding a tiger is not the death, it turns out. You're pretty much asking for death.
Shh, there's more pages.
Hurry up, plow through this page.
Sorry, tiger, you yelp. 1 star. I didn't mean anything. Good boy, don't bite me. As if it understands you, the tiger stops snarling. It continues darting through the jungle at lightning speed. Probably not lightning speed.
Probably like the speed of sound,
maybe. Yeah. God, I got bacon saliva. I gotta switch out my Budweiser.
Yeah, wash that down. Bud.
Oh, Jesus.
Tough, man.
You hang on tight. Pretty soon, he catches up to the genie. What do you think you're doing? Jenna looks shocked to see you. Get off that tiger right now. You ain't my mom, bitch. I won't do anything. I won't do...
Sigmund said the same thing to Roy, too, before he got his face.
Get off that tiger, bitch. I won't do another thing you tell me to do. You vow silently, ever. That's my wedding vows already half written. Your fingers clutch the tiger's fur as it suddenly springs into the air. He leaps at Jenna. No! Jenna shrieks at the tiger that's attacking her fucking face. Get back! No! The tiger snaps at her face. But with her huge, powerful hand, she smacks it to the ground. Ah! You cry as the force of her swat throws you from the tiger's back.
So giant Jenna is fighting the tiger?
Yep.
This came a long way from us playing video games with Steph.
Yeah, it could have been fun.
Damn it. We should stay in that video game.
Let's eat more of this too, baby. Your head hits the ground as you hard as you fall. For a minute, you actually see stars. Oh, that's Chevy Chase. You glance over at the tiger.
Stars with a Z.
What?
There's a premium cable channel.
Oh, Jesus. He's out cold. Your heart sinks. You watch Jenna disappearing into the jungle. Now, I'll never catch her. Never. Your head throbs from the fall. Your arm aches from holding on to the shit and stuff. Your knees hurt. Your body. You don't feel good. Everything hurts. You slump to the ground and just lie there, face down in the dirt, planking. Slowly, the truth dawns on you. You're never getting off this island. Jenna is too powerful, too big, and much too evil. You can't possibly catch her. You can't outsmart her, and you'll never be able to steal her ring. In frustration, you grab a handful of dirt and fling it in the air. It's not there! You cry. That's when you see it. Something shiny, lying on the ground, right beside the tiger's mouth. And hopefully it's that ring that can wish this book over.
Because you flip some dirt in the air.
Yeah, dude.
That's the key plot device.
That's how they
device.
Figured out about dinosaurs, dude.
Arl Stein knows about a plot device. Throwing the dirt in the air to reveal the ring.
Scrambling madly, you reach out and pick up the small shiny object. Yes, you shout when you see what it is, the genie's ring. Your mind races back until you figure it out. It must have been flown off her hand when she got attacked by the tiger. Then it must have gotten small once again. Then it must have fallen on the ground away from Jen's magic. You squeeze the ring tightly in both hands and close your eyes. I wish I could go home, you whisper. I want to go back to the way it was before I met Jenna, except I want to remember everything that's happened to me. All at once, the earth shakes. A terrifying, pounding sound fills your ears. It's Jenna. You realize with a grip, gulp.
Hot Jenna again?
No.
Or ugly Jenna?
Probably ugly Jenna.
Damn it.
Marching toward you. Boom, 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 boom. You Venga boys.
In my room.
Branches break and leaves are ripped to shreds as the giant genie moves in your direction. Finally, she bursts through the trees. Her eyes are wild, her fangs sharp enough to rip you to shreds.
What about
God,
the giant
damn it, 92.
The giant genie?
This is baffling how long this is going on. You stole my ring, Jenna growls. Yes, you shouted her, and I wish I could go home now. Jenna throws her head back and lets out a terrifying moaning wail. You watch in awe as she begins to change. Her whole body and face and all the other shit and clothes shrink down back to normal size. She doesn't have razor-sharp fangs anymore. She transforms back to the way she was when you first met her. Then her body starts to fade away, disappearing into a cloud of white gas. Boom, disappearing body. It's something like a Back to the Future reference. I suppose you're happy now, she whines. Now that I have to squeeze back in that stupid can on something something women skinny. You shout in your eyes and brace yourself, not sure what's going to happen next. You recognize the familiar spinning feeling. You wish it's being your wish is being granted. And how will it turn out? You will never
How will it turn out, dude?
I like that once I start reading slow, I can't do it. Reading fast is fine. You never really got exactly what you wished for. What would happen this time?
Alright, let's end this pod on a good note.
We're going to do another one when Connie gets here. We're gonna get weirder though.
You still gotta end this, you know, this is still a quality pod. You know? Every page, one page at a time.
Yes! You cry happily when you see where you are. You're back at your home. Uh-huh. In your family room, you jump up from the couch and dance around.
Is my
like
dad
Tom
back,
Cruise.
Dude?
Dude, your dad's not coming back, bro. You're like 30.
But that was my wish.
This is a book, dude. You could be anyone that's listening. Your dad is not coming back. And really, if he did, would you want him to?
This was a book we just did.
Shh. What's up with you, your brother Axe? Oh, his name's Randy. I don't know why that's important. As he walks in carrying a tray full of snacks.
Is he feeling Randy? Because I'll hook up with bro.
Nothing, you answer, smiling to yourself. How could you possibly explain it to him? This is something you'll just have to keep to yourself. You'll remember it all your life, though. This was some adventure.
How could you possibly explain to him how futile the last 2 hours were? All the pointless circles we went in.
I went to an island, and there was a tiger, but there was also a parrot. It was a good time.
I went into a video game that became real-life video game, and then gave away money.
Then I died, yeah.
Jungle. Junk food.
Okay, here we go. Sorry. Hey, you call to him, noticing all the junk food he's eating. How come mom's letting you eat that junk? Mom's not home, idiot. It actually says, call me idiot, like I add to every Goosebumps line. It was all worth it for that.
That is so true. Wow, it's oh, there it is.
Randy answered, remembered? Then he points towards the kitchen. There's a whole six-pack of cola in the fridge, too, he says. Idiot. Help yourself. Cola, you repeat, your eyes growing large. I think I'll pass on that. Then something occurs to you. But maybe I'll stash it in my room. You add, how come? Your brother acts, surprised. You never know when you're going to need a can of cola, you explain. Sometimes nothing else will do. Oh, fuck this.
The
look how much I destroyed this book. This book was fine before I started.
It was all an ad for cola. Sometimes nothing else will do. A delicious cola. Well, we just learned about the scream of the evil genie.
We're going to do more of these, though, yeah? One more today? One more? Yeah?
Of course.
All right, we'll wait for Con to get here. We'll eat our schnitzel.
Good pod.
And I'm stoked. I'm in a good mood. I'm still drinking my Budweiser's. You want to end that properly?
Just sad that the genie never screamed, but at least she grew giant and got scary at the end. And,
yeah.
You know, we'll choose our next adventure. And until a couple hours from now, stay spooky, bitches.
Thank you.